This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 8. A time to love and a time to hate. To hate means to loathe or detest someone. It describes an intense hostility or dislike of another person. Sadly, we live in a world full of hate. Are you struggling with some kind of feeling of hate for someone else? Maybe someone hurt you really, really badly. Maybe you found out someone was saying some horrible things about you behind your back. Maybe someone completely betrayed your trust. And deep inside, you find yourself hating that person. Hate sometimes comes in less extreme forms. It could be just that someone you can't stand being around. For some, it is more intense dislike. For some others, it is someone from the past. It could be even someone who's not alive anymore. Whatever form it takes, hate has a blinding effect. 1 John chapter 2 verse 11 says, "But anyone who hates a brother or sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. They do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them." Walking in hate is like walking in a path we can't see where we are going. Feelings that flow from hate, like bitterness, resentment, anger, envy, seem to overpower our hearts and we don't feel like we have any power to change it. But that's not true. Jesus can change you. The Holy Spirit wants to set you free from hate. He is the one with the power to do it, but you have a part to play. The answer isn't trying to remove the darkness of hate from within you. The answer is to shine the light of the love of Christ in you. Let the love of Christ fill your heart. Allow the amazing grace and forgiveness that Christ has given you shine in your heart, and then direct the love and grace and forgiveness you receive from God towards the person or persons you are tempted to hate. So let us not focus on getting rid of the hate. Instead, focus on Christ and His love for you. Allow the light of His love to permeate your heart. The Bible is filled with verses on love. 1 John chapter 4 verse 7 and 19 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. We love because He first loved us." Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Galatians 2:20 says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Matthew chapter 25 verses 34 to 36 reads, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me.'" When we feed the hungry, care for the poor and needy, visit the sick and those in prison, not only are we loving and caring for people, but ultimately we are serving Jesus Christ Himself. Romans chapter 12 verse 10 reads, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves." 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 14 says, "Do everything in love." Today, I encourage you, open your heart to the love of Christ and let His love shine through you to those whom you find it difficult to love. May God bless you.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.